This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, the introductions for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As usual, Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and you'll see the list of the top 10 stories this week and the people that are on the list as well. Michael's going to go through them for your benefit, and then we'll talk about some of the things that have happened in the conversation world this past week. The ins and outs. Michael, though, please bring us the stories, the update on people as well.
All right. Here are the stories, Doug. At number 10, we have MLB and NBA playoffs action. The NBA is in that great part of its season where it's the playoffs, and that's a whole season unto itself. It goes forever. At number 9, Diaz-Canal to lead Cuba. At number 8, Barbara Bush dies, and that's tied with Israel's 70th anniversary. At number 7, Southwest 1380 emergency landing. At number 6, the Philly Starbucks arrests case. At number 5, the U.S.-North Korea talks, and that's tied with Trump's Syria policy. At number 4, California sanctuary cities battle, and that's tied with the Mexico border security issues. At number 3, Russia sanctions controversy. Number 2, the Cohen-Hannity relationship. Number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation, and that's tied with the Comey book. The names in the news. At number 10, Miguel Diaz-Canel. At number 9, Barbara Bush. At number 8, Mike Pompeo and Kim Jong-un. Number 7, Jerry Brown. Number 6, Nikki Haley. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Michael Cohen and Sean Hannity. Number 3, Robert Mueller and Vladimir Putin. Number 2, James Comey. Number 1, Donald J. Trump. There you go.
There it is. Okay. So let's talk about how much help it is or isn't when it comes to book sales to have people like Comey come on your radio program. There are a lot of he's already been on some talk radio shows and is scheduled to be on more next week. How much help really is it, do you think, for book sales promotions like this to be discussed or the contents of the book discussed on talk radio programs?
Well, in the sale of anything, it helps to be in the media. I mean, it doesn't hurt. People are not going to say, I'm not going to buy that book now. So it helps. It's a matter of how much. I find it has to do with the subject matter and the author of the book. Just being on talk radio with a book, if it's not an engaging subject or an engaging individual, I don't think it sells that much. The book publishing business is not what it used to be. But if you have something that's, a dynamo of curiosity, gossip, intrigue, and timeliness, such as the Comey book or the Michael Wolff book or, several books a year come out, it helps to be in the media and to be interviewed. It doesn't hurt, and you can sell a lot of books, and you can sell a lot more books by talking to the people that are interested in that type of subject, and you got a ton of them listening to talk radio.
Well, I think I'm not moved by these kinds of books anyway because they're pretty pejorative, pretty one-sided. Sometimes there's interesting things in it, but because of what we do for a living, we can get it's like a bad. When you look at the movies and you see the preview of the movie, the bad previews are the ones that tell you the whole story, so you don't have to go to the movie. And in the Comey book, I think we've heard all there is that is of value in the book, so why bother to read it?
Well, that is the take that most objective observers have said. Of course, it's the take that pro-Trump people feel, and that's to be expected. But objective observers have said, okay, what else is in there? See, the conventional wisdom here among what I consider to be smart people that are honest and seek truth is that Comey hasn't come up with anything that is factual nature. It's his observations of a man whom we all have been observing under the microscope now for a couple of years, since he's gotten into presidential politics, and we were all kind of interested in him as a passing curiosity, not even a passing one, an ongoing curiosity for decades.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so my colleague on the DJV show, Victoria Keelan's friend, is with the publishing outfit that's done the Comey book. And she said this week that they are all surprised because they didn't think the book was going to do that well. Apparently, it's doing very well. And no one can understand it because most Republicans say, I'm not buying that book. The Democrats say, we already know what's in it, so we're not buying it.
Well, what people say.
So who's buying it?
What people say, what people
yes,
are buying
what
it.
They do.
The people that are buying it are the people that are buying it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people out there. This whole thing of everybody I talk to says is such a naive expression and such a it indicates such a limited provincial view of the world. You can't view the world anymore by, you know, what your friends think.
That's a very good point, Michael.
Yeah, but people do that. You hear that all the time. Everybody I know listens to
it. I'm not going
to
read that book.
You know, right.
Yeah. Right. Well, but there is interesting stuff in it. But is it damn? Is it going to bring down the president?
No, nothing about Trump's personal life, unless they find out that he used to knock guys off and covered it up. I mean, unless he committed crimes that are really serious crimes that are unknown, but nothing about his slimy lifestyle is going to bring him down because that's already been voted on many times in the court of public opinion. Move on. It's still fun to talk about it, but it's not concrete evidence toward what, impeachment?
I find it
anybody that wants impeachment is very, very short-sighted because, what, if you hate him politically, you're going to wind up with Pence? You think you're going to be better off with Mike Pence? then your troubles will really begin.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. I'm a reality check.
Right. And if he's impeached, the passionate 35% to 40% of this country that stand behind Trump, they're going to be even more incensed that they were ripped off, that they were raped by the deep state or whatever it is, whatever boogeyman they fear is hiding in the closet.
The
Seriously,
you have a category. The boogie on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This week's boogeyman of the week.
Right, the boogeyman.
Boogeyman. Ooh. This week, the boogeyman is Miguel Diaz-Canal.
Yes,
he's going to take over those commies in Cuba.
Right.
Bad news, man.
Continuation of the Castro philosophy.
Ooh,
you heard that already? He wants continuity. Well, yeah, what's he going to say? I'm going to change things? Mm-hmm. Of course he's going to change things.
All right.
He's 50-something years old. The country's been in the hand. How old are the Castros? 120 years old each?
I mean, Fidel's so old he's dead, and Raul's dead.
That's right. Fidel, last I heard, he's dead.
He's done. Still dead.
Yeah.
All right, 15 after the hour of the talk.
Okay?
Charts for the week of April 16th to the 20th in discussion mode. Plus, we are going to note with sadness the passing of two very important figures in the world of talk radio. Coming up, a reminder about your sleep patterns, or a question maybe more than anything else. Michael, did you get a good night's sleep last night? You sleep well? I never have talked to you about your sleep habits. I don't know why.
I sleep very well, but sometimes you have to get up in the middle of the night to relieve yourself.
Yes.
anybody needs to know that.
And I don't think I can help you. I can't help you with my pillow. My pillow will not help you with that. But it will help you get a good night's rest. My pillows are made in the USA. They're backed by a 10-year warranty. Get yours today at half price at MyPillow.com. And it's not just the pillows. There's a special deal for two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. But they also have their standard size pillows on special. They have a new mattress that is on special. They have all kinds of things that will help you sleep better. And having a good night's rest enhances your immunity, helps you prevent weight gain, improves your mental health. It prevents diabetes, increases fertility. So you want to have a good night's rest. Those are all the good reasons to have them. Plus, story this week about if you don't get good night's sleep, the problems with Alzheimer's and dementia could creep in. So if you want something to love, love your MyPillow. Look at the testimonials that are at MyPillow.com, and there are hundreds of them. Look at them, and you'll be convinced this is the right place to get your pillows. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow, use the promo code DJV, and stop your bad night's rest. Stop tossing around and turning. Get the pillow that's backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. You don't like it, you can send it back, get your money back, or another MyPillow. Nobody else does that. I'm going to give you a number. It doesn't exist. Sorry about that. Dial 8. Pound 8 on your cell phone. Or go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's the better way of doing it. You'll be satisfied beyond belief. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Business owners, question. Are you still using one of those free email services like Gmail, Yahoo, AOL? Here's a secret. That so-called free email could be costing you thousands of dollars. Why is that, you ask? Because consumers don't trust a business unless they have their own professional email. Hotmail.com or Outlook.com, especially Gmail.com, great for you personally, but your business needs its own email. So we now have EasyEmail.tech. Makes the process simple and very low cost. Find out more. Call EasyEmail today, 844-344-7607. They'll get you all set up with your own .com or whatever professional email you prefer. Call 844-344-7607 or go to easyemail.tech. Don't let your free email cost you. All right, Michael. The usual cast of characters in terms of people on the list, but I did find, I think Nikki Haley's becoming an interesting character. Do you agree?
I think she's always been an interesting character.
Really? I know who she is and what she's done, but...
People have been following her a long time. That's what she was governor.
She presidential material?
Yeah.
Would she run for president?
Would she?
Yeah. Sure. Do you watch Scandal?
No.
Oh, too bad. The last episode... this past Thursday night, and the season finale was the end of the show, and we left with a woman being president, who is the wife of the former president, and she reminds me a little of Nikki Haley, the lady who was the president in Scandal. They just kind of...
She's not like Hillary?
No. Not at all like Hillary.
Because Hillary is the closest thing to the wife of a former president becoming president, although it never happened.
Probably not going to happen either,
no.
Under the circumstances.
No.
Do you think, as long as we're speculating, put your cards on the table, does the daughter of the Clintons, she's going to run for Congress?
Yeah, I think Chelsea has a shot at being a political figure in the decades ahead. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And a believable sort of way for either party. She's hard to not like. I think it's easy not to like one or both of her parents, but she's... hard not to like. I found that to be the case anyway. All right, 21 after the hour, we continue the tribute to two radio talkers as we continue on the Talk Countdown.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now it's 23 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison this week, acknowledging some of the hot hits, the important stories, things that people are talking about. And one of the things that has maybe, and I don't think this is too inside, I noticed that you posted on the Michael Harrison interview this week a conversation that you had with Art Bell, which is certainly appropriate. Art passed away this past week. Here he is talking to one of his callers. So Art Bell, if you don't know, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't assume people all know who he is, Michael, but why don't you describe the career of Art Bell, and then we'll listen to a bit of his one of his programs.
Art Bell was a journeyman news talk, political talk show host who started, had a nationally syndicated late night show, and he, on the weekends he did a thing called Dreamland, where he broke away from the news talk and talked about paranormal things, and it became so popular that it led to a show called Coast to Coast AM, which still exists, hosted by George Norrie, and Art Bell became the pioneer, the king of late night paranormal talk radio. Quirky guy, quit at the height of his career, came back a couple of times, quit again, always quirky reasons, so he's kind of an offbeat character, but he's a pioneer and one of the great broadcasters of the modern era.
Yep. Died in this past, he had COPD, big smoker, and that took his life. But his voice, I always thought, I loved his voice. Here he is, Art Bell, talking to a caller with so-called classified information.
So classified, hello.
Mr. Bell, can you hear me?
I
have to keep this very brief, so I'll get to the point. I was involved with an organization that hacked into classified NSA servers, top secret.
Seriously?
Yeah, and NSA monitors Skype, so I have to keep this quick.
I know they do. Okay.
I came across partial documents which contained what appeared to be evidence of the United States government in compliance with extraterrestrials using genetically modified foods. The goal was to experiment with modifying human DNA so extraterrestrials and the human immune systems don't attack each other upon contact. This is to facilitate their crossbreeding agenda.
Oh my
These
God.
Extraterrestrials are trying to stop organic food movement because they want everyone to eat these GMOs. I have to go right now. Goodbye. Have a great show.
Wow. I'm
going to say that's unusual, and we might hear from him again.
That's unusual.
Or we might never hear from him again.
But that was so that's what made the show so entertaining. He has guys, or had guys like that, and women coming from who knows what constellation.
Yeah, well, he also had some very, very good cutting-edge science on his show. He was a very bright guy, and in the podcast that we have up at nhinterview.com, you're going to hear some amazing discussion about real science, not real science that is phantasmagorical. In other words, real science has become so far out in terms of things that they're discovering that he doesn't need stuff like that, or he didn't, or wouldn't have needed stuff like
that. But
it was fun. It was fun. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
Hugely successful.
And who's to say he's not, that guy wasn't telling the truth, or wasn't, that isn't what's really going on. You listen to enough Art Bell, and George as well, although George doesn't, he doesn't quite have the engagement that Art had in it, but he still does a good job with it, and so you listen to enough of that stuff.
Well, George is not as, George is very good, but he's he's not as enigmatic as a person as Art Bell was.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know. But he still he makes the mark. But this whole thing, I'm in a sense that the program I do called Your Hidden Power is aimed a little bit at that same audience, although I'm more of a believer in the metaphysical stuff. So if you're interested, yourhiddenpowershow.com is where that podcast appears. But the interview that Michael does with Art Bell is just two great broadcasters having a conversation about what makes art so unique.
Well,
so
I consider this interview to be one of the best I've ever done.
Yep. Michael Harrison's interview at talkers.com or the mhinterview.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with the information published in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. For the week of April the 16th to the 20th, we were talking about Art Bell passing away, another great friend of ours, great friend of the business, one of the most accomplished broadcasters, I think, Michael. I think you would probably agree. You and he were great friends. He did a lot for me, and he was a very good friend as well. The passing of Ken Dolan, who along with his wife Daria did 30, 40 years on radio, most of them in New York at WOR.
Yeah, so, they had a 20-year stretch as top stars on WOR in one of its great phases, they were the pioneers of financial talk. They did it on two levels that made it special. One, they were credible. They never touted stocks. They never did anything that was scandalous, or their credibility was impeccable. And they also were a husband-wife team on the radio that engaged in the kind of banter that made it entertaining for people who weren't even interested in finances. So it was they could have done a gardening show, they could have done a news talk show, and very, very nice people, very successful. They wrote 6 books. They had television shows during the 90s and early 2000s on CNN, on CNBC. They were a big, big act.
I thought he was a swell guy. A lot of people thought that she was the boss.
She was the straight man, and he was he was the wild card.
Yeah,
and that's the way they were in life. I would count the Dolans among my personal friends.
Yeah, me too. I've actually talked to Ken for a year or so, but he was he really understood how, in a very special way, how to attract an audience and keep it. And, they were great foils for one another, but they obviously had a closeness. They could, it's like they could do it in their sleep. Mm-hmm. Pardon the pun.
Exactly. But they were married well over 40 years. They have a grown daughter. And they were in semi-retirement. They were in retirement as the Dolans, but he never retired to his dying day. He was fighting lymphoma, bouts where he was really, really sick, and he continued to work. He had real estate deals going and consulting deals, and he worked from morning till night into his 70s, into his mid-70s, and was one of the most active people, very robust, even though he was fighting a deadly illness, which eventually took him.
Yeah, good guy. So a memory, or two or three, and you write about it. There's a lot of information on it in Talkers at Talkers.com. Ken Dolan of the Dolans. One other personality that we mention almost every week, because he has managed to inveigle himself, whether he was trying to or not, into the public discourse, and not even in the world of political talk discourse. The presence of Sean Hannity, almost bigger than life now. He's into the presidential thing. Every week there's a different reality. And so people, this week continuing, it was number 2 on the countdown story.
Yeah. Hannity is now a newsmaker. Hannity is a complete and total player in the news. You're a newsmaker when you're competing media in terms of your shows, because he has a show on Fox News Channel and he has a show on radio distributed by Premier Networks. When the competition talks about you as a newsmaker and doesn't even care that they're promoting your, image,
right.
You know, you're a bona fide newsmaker, and Hannity is indeed a bona fide newsmaker. Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And so what is he doing, though, that's different than he's ever done? It's just the way it's being played, or the news people looking for a new character that they're trying
What he's doing that's different than what he's done is he's a personal friend to the President of the United States who looks to him for advice.
Yeah.
That's that'll get you on the map. And he is the leading media supporter of Donald Trump and has been right from the day Trump started. It's not one of these Johnny-come-latelys who hated Trump and then they see, oh my God, all the Republicans are going for him, I'd better start supporting Trump, which is the case with many conservative talk show hosts. They were against him and then they're for him when they saw which way the parade was going.
Yeah.
Hannity was there from the beginning.
Yep. And I think he was the only one. I was thinking about the Salem stations. I don't get too much.
The Salem guys, some of them turned around. Some of them weren't. They weren't all on board.
But they were told. Limbaugh wasn't at all. I don't think it'd be anything.
Limbaugh was not on board. The Salem generally has a pro-Trump stance, but there are Salem hosts who are critical of Trump, so they're not being told. That's not really true.
Okay.
Joe Walsh, not to be confused with the guy from the Eagles, Joe Walsh, who's a host on Salem, started out as a Trump supporter, and he's now Trump's biggest conservative critic. He despises Trump, and he's a Salem guy. And Michael Medved has always been on the fence.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's some people who have come around to it. I think it makes for less compelling broadcasting if you're predictable. Unless you're playing to a crowd and you have a large enough market like Sean does in New York and on his national program so that he can take that position and have a large enough audience to support it. I'm not sure that you can do that all the time with take a staunch position and stick to it and make it work for you in various markets. I'm talking about as a talk host.
Well, do you agree or disagree with that? I think to a certain degree you're right, but I think that success ultimately comes from your X factor, from your chemistry, from your engagement, from your personality and your entertainment level, and the originality of your angles. But Hannity has to be taken seriously. He has all of those other qualities, as evidenced by the fact he's been around so long before Trump was even on the scene as a player in presidential politics.
Yeah.
But Hannity being such a big part of the Trump world now makes what he does very compelling.
Yeah. So you have to have a bodyguard like Limbaugh?
Not. I don't want to bring attention to that. I don't want anything happening to Sean. But Sean is far less reclusive than Limbaugh. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. It's just one of those things. It's just amazing how. And I think back on him as a kid when he used to call me, and he was in little town in Georgia. He was just getting started. Yeah, it was in Georgia. And then he got to a fairly decent state, and then he got to Atlanta, and then he got to New York. He made the steps. He learned the craft. He was interested in what people could do to help him, and he did it in a genuine way. And he never has forgotten the people that helped him as he came along.
I used to take him. I used to drive him to kindergarten when...
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. Now he's pulling out a leg. Nice going, Michael. See? I almost, for a second, about the right age.
Thank you for thinking there was some mathematical inconsistency in that
there
particular
was
line of foolery.
Right. Yeah, right. All right. We all like to know them when. It's 43 after the hour. I'm going to help you feel better, be better. The folks, the phenomenon of Get the Tea, going to the website getthetea.com, this is a very unique blend, all from natural ingredients. The formula in this tea will help you if you have constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, bloating, gas, any kind of belching. It doesn't sound too cool to talk about on the air, but we know you all have a problem with that from time to time. Many of us do. I don't mind admitting I have those problems. I wouldn't tell you Michael does, but I do. And so these teas have helped me remove this product, cleansing chemicals inside, and the chemicals that are natural. It's not like you go into Monsanto and bring in some of their stuff. This is something that's aimed to combat what Monsanto does. Their GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, the processing that is done for foods that depletes their nutrition. This is a nutritional cleansing proprietary herbal formula that will gently do what you need to do to get rid of the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria, just by drinking a cup of tea. Easy to blend, easy to come up with a... Yeah, I've got a gallon of it that I made and put it in the refrigerator, have a cup or two every day. Make sure to visit their website, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use discount code DJV, and they will ship your Get the Tea to you free. Get ready for more energy. Energy and health. This is not available in any store anywhere. The only way you can get this tea to cleanse your body is at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. In the People Department, Doug Steffen here with a review of all those listed, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, of the top 10 people most discussed. These are not the top 10 talkers. We should do another list for them. We are talking about the people who have been discussed. What are folks saying about, for example, Miguel Diaz-Canal, the new leader of Cuba? He's at number 10. Barbara Bush at number 9 for obvious reasons. Mike Pompeo at number 8, also for obvious reasons. Jerry Brown at number 7, obviously a focus on California and sanctuary cities and other crazy stuff that's going on there that he's at the helm of. Nikki Haley, UN ambassador, doesn't make mistakes, so she says, number 6. Mitch McConnell's at number 5. Sean Hannity at number 4. Robert Mueller at number 3. James Comey at number 2. And Donald Trump, as you might expect, at the top of the list at talkers.com. That's talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program. Earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of this week's stories. Every week they're different. That's why we highlight them for you in case we get lost during our conversation or don't go in order, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here are the stories in order from number 10 to number 1. Sports talk radio. Conversations about the playoffs and what's going on. Should there be a shorter season for Major League Baseball? That kind of stuff. Number 9. A new leader in Cuba. Barbara Bush passing away. Number 8. The Southwest Airlines emergency landing in Philadelphia. Number 7. The Philadelphia Starbucks case. Number 5. North Korea and the talks there that are scheduled. Number 4. A discussion of border security and sanctuary cities in California. Number 3. The conditions in our deals, day-to-day dealing with Russia. Number 2. Sean Hannity and his lawyer, what's their relationship, and the Comey book is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week. All right, let's get to a couple of final items here as we continue to go through helping you understand what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, longtime editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. As a matter of fact, it was his idea. It's become the Bible of the talk radio industry when it comes to the news and interviews and, again, the focus on Art Bell, who was at the cornerstone of the Michael Harrison interview this week. The Bell, this was something you did a couple of years ago, I think, right? Earlier on when you were doing these.
But it was the last really extensive interview he ever did. And it shows him in a completely scientific light. There's no nonsense in it. And I really press about quantum physics and the cutting edge of science.
Well, you like this sort of thing yourself. You've become very interested in it.
I love science. I love science and philosophy. I'm not a big fan of silliness, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a debunker. But I do love science and philosophy. And when you bring science and philosophy to the fore today in 2018, mm-hmm. it's crazier than science fiction. It's amazing what's going on, what they're discovering.
It's hard to, again, there's no line, there's no clear line there.
It's blurry.
Yeah, very blurry. And I think that's why I have on this thing that I do, the Your Hidden Power show, it really is aimed at metaphysics and thinking about how you can use your mind to help yourself. Which is part of it, and sort of an adjective. And when you and I have our own conversations about this off the air, you do take that because you're more of an intellectual than I am. I've never claimed to be. I don't think I'm dumb, but I have interests that don't necessarily go. I'm a sideways guy when it comes to all of this.
I like professional wrestling and stock car racing. racing as well. I mean, I'm all over the place. I'm a pop culture freak, so, yeah. So you know.
And I love movies. I don't give a damn about wet wrestling unless it's Ronda Rousey. I don't mind watching her wrestle around, but other than that, but there and some of the music of today, the kids on my DJB show tease me about what I don't know regarding music. You have to cover, because part of what you do at Talkers is to bring the music to the fore there. So, anyway.
Well, It's good to be a well-rounded individual if you're going to play in the media, because all of these things overlap, you know, and pop culture runs from real heady stuff to fun, silly stuff, and it's good to know it all.
Yep, it really is. All right, so the Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com or at talkers.com, where you'll find all the information about what we've been talking about this week. The stories are listed there. People are listed there. You get some data on what's going on with these radio stations, sports talk, music talk, all there for your listening and dancing pleasure at talkers.com. 10 minutes before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, joined by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, and one of the country's leading experts when it comes to scams. I had it in my mind that I wanted to, came across two or three different scams this week that I want to spend time with you on, but I also want to dig into a couple of controversies here legally. Michael Harrison and I were talking during the body of the countdown about Sean Hannity and Mr. Cohen, his lawyer, and I know that you and Michael had a conversation about attorney-client privilege. How has that been bombastically bemoobled, if that's a word, this week? Why was any of this made public?
what has been bombastically done is nothing to it. They, unfortunately, you know, the president railing against attorney-client privilege doesn't understand attorney-client privilege. The issue that came up in the courtroom regarding Cohen's legal doings was that he had three clients. The names of his clients were not protected by attorney-client privilege, and it came out that it was Sean Hannity. No one was asking in the court in regard to what happened there. Cohen is being investigated. What happened was Mueller found information that apparently related to, as they said in the referral to the New York attorneys, issues regarding his business dealings. It didn't relate to Mueller's investigation, so he turned it over to the appropriate authority. They had every reason, and it was checked out as far as doing the search warrant, getting the materials, and then a special group in the Justice Department, and I think the judge is even going to appoint a special master, will go through that material, and if there is anything that is part of attorney-client privilege, that will not be turned over to the Justice Department prosecutors. So really there was nothing invasive of attorney-client privilege. Frankly, the only thing that was of note was that Sean Hannity broke journalistic ethics, for which there's no kind of penalty, in making repeated statements without disclosing his connection. And Hannity's a bit of a hypocrite because he made these kinds of criticisms of George Stephanopoulos for not announcing his relationship to the Clinton Foundation, and Hannity was absolutely correct when he criticized Stephanopoulos about this a few years ago. But good for the goose is good for the gander. You know, Hannity did violate ethics here, but that's all it is.
That's all it is. All right. Other legal story this week, the Southwest airplane that had to emergency land in Philadelphia, one of the fan blades broke and destroyed the engine. And in that event, a lady was almost sucked completely out of the plane. She was killed instantly, even though a lot of people tried to make it. I mean, her neck was broken, and her upper body. I mean, there was no way she was going to live. So now the woman sitting next to her is suing Southwest, and a number of people on the plane have been contacted by an aviation specialist in law. The law, I don't know, there's any special, but this guy is a specialist in suing airlines. And so he's getting calling everybody up. So what's going to happen with this?
Well, you know, accidents do happen, and we're aware of that. But what I've seen, if the reports that I've seen are accurate, is that the engine manufacturer had notified the airlines, including Southwest, that this particular engine needed inspection quite often, more often than what Southwest had apparently done, to look for the kind of minor defects that you really have to look very carefully for that can have this kind of a catastrophic effect. So if indeed Southwest did not act responsibly in this fashion, yes, they're going to have a lot of liability. If just an accident and they had done proper inspections, they're okay. But I get some concerns here.
This doesn't put this airline out of business by any stretch of the imagination,
no.
But it'll give people cause to wonder, do I need to ride with somebody else? And, you know, you get down to the point of, do I have to inspect the plane myself? How do I know I'm safe? There hasn't been an accident.
It certainly is going to have an effect.
Yeah, but there hasn't been an accident in any airline. Interesting, the day after that, a plane from LaGuardia to Atlanta, a Delta plane, took off from LaGuardia and a wheel fell off. So, you know, what does that say about their maintenance? Why is there a wheel falling off of a plane when it takes off? You know, all those things are worthy of consideration. As are you, sir. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.